Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today we start a new chapter. Babu Tahrim al-Kibri wal-I'jami. The chapter on the prohibition of pride and self-conceit. This word ujub, the plural is i'jab. What it means in Urdu, it translates khud pasandi, where a person, he thinks good of himself, not necessarily looking down upon others. The first part is pride. Pride is where a person thinks himself to be great, and together with that, simultaneously, to look down at other people. And ujub, which is translated as self-conceit, it means a person is thinking good of himself without necessarily thinking down low of someone else. But this also is problematic in Islam. Islam doesn't encourage this also, that a person thinks himself to be great, thinks himself to be good. Why, at every moment, we should think ourselves to remind ourselves that we've been created from dust. We've taken some shape and form now. We're going to return to dust. What is there for us to ever be proud about? There's a nice saying in Urdu that there was a matka. Matka in India, etc., you'll see it. Here we hardly see it. It's a clay vessel, almost like a clay pot. Then they put water inside and they leave it overnight. And that cold water, or the water that gets cold, it remains cold, and even if it's very hot in the day, the water in that matka remains cold. So you get cold water. That water remains cold overnight, stays cold, stays chilled. In the day, sometimes it gets really hot, but when you drink the water from that clay pot, the clay vessel, then that water also remains cold. So there's a nice saying that one person asked that matka, he questioned him, that how is it such that you don't ever get hot, you don't get garam, you don't get hot? So the matka replied that my past was clay, my present is clay, and my future also will be clay. So what is there for me to get garam about, to get hot about? That's why I remain cool, and whatever is coming into contact with me also remains cool. Lesson for us, our past, our present, our future. We don't know what our condition will be in the future also. That whether we will be the inmates of Jannat or the inmates of Jahannam. So where is there a chance for pride to ever come in a person's heart? Now we did so many benefits and so many virtues of a person. The last chapter we did was about humility and being kind to people, lenient to people. The opposite is pride. Pride, when it comes, arrogance. And the lenientness and kindness and person showing regard to others, all this disappears when pride comes. So when there is humility, then all the benefits come with it. And when there is pride, then all the other harms come with pride. So therefore pride is something that is very dangerous. This was the quality that Shaitan had, and it destroyed him. When he was told to make sajda to Adam alayhi salam, then all the malaika that were there, all of them immediately submitted to the command of Allah Ta'ala. But because of pride, now he says, Ana khayru min. He started using logic. That person starts using logic. Khalaqtani min nar wa khalaqtahu min teen. That, oh Allah, you created me from fire. Fire is better than clay, and you created Adam alayhi salam from clay. So because of me using his logic, now fire rises, fire has the quality of cleansing, all these type of qualities, the ground is something that people stamp upon, walk upon. So now he started using his type of logic, not looking at where the command is coming, the command is coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So one other bad effect of pride is a person doesn't even want to obey the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He doesn't want to listen to what is right. He wants to try and justify everything, justify this and justify that. So this is the side effects or the ill effects of having pride. So therefore pride is something that we are taught to stay very, very far away from. This is the quality of shaitan. قال الله تعالى تلك الدار الآخرة نجعلها للذين لا يريدون علوا في الأرض ولا فسادا والعاقبة للمتقين. Allah Ta'ala is talking about Jannat as a home. Our real home is Jannat. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ayat is talking about that home of ours. Allah Ta'ala is saying that this home of the year after, which we shall assign to those who do not desire pomp on the earth, no corruption. لا يريدون علوا. They do not desire to be high in status. In this world they want to be one of the people. أنا من المسلمين. I am one of the Muslims. I'm not even a Muslim. I'm one from the Muslims. In other words, I'm just one of the masses. I'm a normal person. I don't even regard myself to be anybody special. لا يريدون علوا. They don't desire any type of show, any type of pomp, any type of recognition in this world. ولا فسادا. Nor are the people that create any mischief on earth. These are the people that Jannat has been kept for, Allah Ta'ala in this ayat is saying that we have assigned Jannat for these type of people. They don't desire that recognition, they don't desire that pomp, they don't desire that show, nor are they one that create mischief. And then Allah Ta'ala says, وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. The outcome of all this is those that have taqwa. Man has taqwa, then this will be the outcome. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى وَلَا تَمْشِ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَحًا. Do not walk haughtily on earth. Do not walk on the earth with pride. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى وَلَا تُسَعِّرْ خَدَّكَ لِلنَّاسِ وَلَا تَمْشِ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَحًا إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ كُلَّ مُخْتَالٍ فَقُورٍ. In Surah Luqman, Allah Ta'ala says, do not turn your face away from people. A person that is proud, he sees somebody that he doesn't like, he just turns his face the other way. So what this ayat of the Quran is saying, وَلَا تُسَعِّرْ خَدَّكَ لِلنَّاسِ. Do not turn this cheek of yours away. That is a sign of a proud person. A humble person, even somebody told him to never mind, you still see him, he smile at him, make salam, because of his humility. But the person who's proud, this is what he'll do. Anybody he doesn't like, he just turn his face away. So do not turn your face away from people, and do not walk arrogantly on the earth. Verily Allah Ta'ala detests every arrogant poster, everyone that has got pride. Inna Allah la yuhibbu kulla mukhtalin fakhur. Allah Ta'ala does not like him. Allah Ta'ala dislikes him. So we want to be from amongst those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala love. And one of the qualities is a person must bring humility in him. One of the benefits we mentioned of a person having humility is he makes shukr for every ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. We gave the example of that sugar falling, and we gave the example of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how he would lick his fingers, how he would clean the plate. Nothing must be left, not even one grain. Everything must be clean. And this is a sign of humility. Person is arrogant, person is boastful, he'll take a whole lot buffet style, he'll leave the plate full, the juice is lying there, other things are lying half eaten, and he just leaves it. Why? Because humility is not found. Humility is found in even this. There is an incident of one very pious of our ulama that have passed away. His name was Qari Fatah Muhammad Panipati Rahmatullah Ali. That he was so particular, he had one habit that after eating, after making sure his plate was clean, fingers are licked, eating completely, he would be even considerate now of the remnants that are left over in his mouth, on his teeth, on his tongue. There's still some leftover food. So before he would gargle out, he would put one handful of water into his mouth. He'll move the water to the right and to the left, and then he'll swallow that first gulp of water. So whatever remnants are left on the tongue, on the teeth, that now also doesn't get wasted in the sink. That must go into my system. And thereafter now he would gargle and wash his hands and all that properly. This is how careful they were of not wasting any one of the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Forget about just letting the water run and flow, when a person is wasting time in the shower and a person wasting money and electricity. They were so careful of the remnants that are even left on the teeth and the tongue. That also mustn't get wasted. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.